Gators Breakdown, the Gators fan podcast, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters, and you can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SCC. And here we go with a kind of another unplanned episode here of Gators Breakdown. Kind of knew it was coming with all the Todd Grantham talk, whether it was going to be an episode about him leaving or an episode about Todd Grantham staying. And of course, we get the word that Todd Grantham is going to stay at the University of Florida at the defensive coordinator position after shunning the Cincinnati Bengals there. So yeah, I was prepared to do an episode either way. I won't lie, I thought originally was going to be an episode about Todd Grantham leaving Florida, but all works out Wednesday night when word started leaking out that Todd Grantham would stay at the University of Florida. We'll break it down here. It won't be a long episode, you know, just kind of an update and everything that happened with Todd Grantham, what he brings to Florida, the defense this past year there, and some of your thoughts as well. It was a busy couple days on social media and Twitter following this whole situation, and a lot of thoughts out there about Todd Grantham and what he brings to the table as a defensive coordinator at Florida. But before we get there, remember, you can find Gators Breakdown on news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. You'll find all the Gators Breakdown episodes there, as well as this past week's Gator panel where we had Ahmad Black, Tate Casey, Thomas Goldkamp, Nick De La Torre, Graham Hall on talking about the last signing class, and you know, really some really good stories from Tate and Ahmad, especially Ahmad's side of talking to those Lakeland kids. You know, since he's from there, I wanted to get his thought there. So if you haven't checked it out yet, if you haven't listened to the latest edition of the Gator Panel, Uncle Silk and I, you know, put that together once again for the fans out there, and you know, Uncle Silk and the Big Three Roll Up, big help in helping me put that together. So all those media members joined us and former players to really get some good insight on recruiting from their side. But like I said, you can find it at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. Also, you can catch it iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Spotify. When using those services, please share, rate, and review the show. And on social media, if you haven't done so yet, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Gators Breakdown. So we go back, guys, and this kind of all started back on Monday. We got word from a lot of the NFL sources, NFL Network, ESPN, you know, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, that Cincinnati would be they were going to start targeting, you know, some college guys. We heard Elko out there from Texas A&M, and it really caught our eye. I think it was late last week and Monday's when it really got ramped up that Todd Grantham was going to be on that list as well, that Cincinnati would be talking to hire for the defensive coordinator. Then it started filtering out that Todd Grantham was going to be their top target. And Todd Grantham had an interview set up for Tuesday, interviewed Tuesday into Wednesday as well, into yesterday, stayed behind. And that's kind of where it kind of took a turn to where a lot of thought that he was going to go to Cincinnati there. And you know, when you stay behind, you know, a lot of people think, like I saw, you know, Tally Juice out there on Twitter put it out there. You know, it's probably dotting the I's and crossing the T's there. But turns out not the case. You know, we come around to Wednesday night around 9 o'clock, and my phone started blowing up there that, hey, look, we're hearing Grantham's going to stay around. We're hearing Todd Grantham's going to not go to Cincinnati and is going to stay at Florida. So, you know, Harrison Tinsler releases it and pretty much confirmed it at that point. So a lot of credit to Harrison there of getting it out correctly and first and putting it out there that Todd Grantham would be staying at the University of Florida. And of course, we get here to Thursday morning and all the major outlets are reporting it now. Overnight, Yahoo was kind of the first major outlet to report it as far as a nationwide scale. And then Ian Rappaport and everybody else kind of jumped on board as well. But, you know, Gator Nation kind of had it. Gator Nation had it first, you know, starting with Harrison there. But like I said, around 9 o'clock, my phone started blowing up. I started checking around, and that was kind of the word that Todd Grantham would be sticking around for the Florida Gators. And, you know, with this happening, of course, started asking around as much as I could, trying to get a lot of information on what was going on, what was happening. And I found out more behind the scenes about Todd Grantham than what he has contract-wise at Florida and maybe the outlook moving forward for Todd Grantham. And look, Todd Grantham has a clause in his contract for the NFL that if he goes to the NFL, they do not have to pay the buyout of his, that, of his contract. So that lets you know right there, there is interest in the NFL from Todd Grantham's side. And also, he has some head coaching aspirations. When the Temple job opened up, and Manny Diaz, you know, left there, became a coach at Miami, Todd Grantham was interested in the Temple job there. So, you know, take this, you know, look, this might be happening all over again next season. A year from now, we might be talking about the same exact things here. And Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network this morning in his tweet, about the whole situation, even mentioned Grantham still will have an eye on the NFL job. So, you know, look, I don't blame him. Look, the whole part of, you know, working is working your way up in your business, and that's how Todd Grantham sees his way of working up. We may be dealing with this again. It probably won't be the last time we hear about it. And I know a lot of your thoughts out there that I'll get to, you know, yes, this still does speak to continuity, but it also still speaks to, we could be dealing with this a little bit more. So we do get Grantham for a second straight year as defensive coordinator at Florida, but you know, just be prepared, guys, that we're going to be hearing about this as long as he's at the University of Florida. When another season comes to a close, we're going to be hearing about Todd Grantham's name in NFL circles, maybe even some head coaching openings around college football there. So the two things can be true at the same time. He can want to be at Florida. His family is happy in Gainesville. I believe his son's a big-time baseball player there in the Gainesville area. You know, since they're in Gainesville right now, I think, you know, pretty close to junior or senior in high school. So maybe they want to finish there, and maybe that plays into it. Maybe dealing with Christian Robinson plays into it as well. I know a lot of the big thought about Todd Grantham was what happens with Christian Robinson if he does leave. Does Florida making moves to elevate him in some kind of promotion to get him to stay? Does Todd Grantham take him away with him? A lot of recruiting worry there if you take away Grantham and Robinson and all that. I'll get to that. But you know, the contract was kind of already due to get a raise to $1.5 million, but they will be working on a new deal now. You can bet after this whole Cincinnati deal, because I heard the Cincinnati deal, heard this morning, it was pretty lucrative and a pretty substantial offer for Todd Grantham to go to Cincinnati. So he's going to end up staying at Florida. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some money involved there to make it happy, but we're going to be dealing with this every year. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It happens. If you get it going on recruiting trail, this stuff doesn't necessarily play out to where it's a big deterrent. You know, of course, did Alabama lose some players because of their coaching staff turnover? Absolutely. But look, they still brought in the number one class. Georgia loses Mel Tucker. They still brought in the top class. So if you got it going and you got players around wanting to be around the program more so than the coaches, that the coaches play a part. Absolutely. They're going to everywhere. But when Florida gets this thing rolling, there's going to be players who want to be part of the University of Florida and Dan Mullen and what Dan Mullen has going on more so than what assistant coaches and coordinators are out there. So I'm happy he stays. I said it when all the talk was there that I hope, you know, Todd Grantham sticks around. I like him more than I thought I would. And going back and looking at what he did at Mississippi State, the improvement there, I was hoping he would be able to come in and turn around this Florida defense. And boy, did he. So, you know, let's go back and take a look at what happened there. You know, Grantham joined Mullen at Mississippi State in Mullen's last season in Starkville, improved that defense from being one of the nation's worst defense into the one of the nation's best in that one season, you know, and came to Florida. And look, we saw the transformation firsthand in what was a Randy Shannon defense that became much better under Todd Grantham. Florida defense, lost Marco Wilson against Kentucky, but you made improvements anyway. And so let's take a look at some of the improvements that the University of Florida provided here, you know, in kind of a year-end summary there. But fumble recoveries, three in 2017, and that ranked 125th. In 2018, under Todd Grantham, 12 fumble recoveries. That tied for 12th in college football. 113 spot change there for fumble recoveries there. You know, a lot of that's luck, too, of course. I'm not going to sit here and give every bit of the credit for that. But when you fly to the ball, when you're hitting hard, when you have guys chasing the ball, fumble recoveries happen. So, yeah, I do think, you know, maybe making the fumble happen is circumstantial and luck. But when you have guys flying to the ball there, that really helps. I do think, you know, forced fumbles plays a part in that too. There only had 3 forced fumbles in 2017 as well. That rating 129th in the country. 2018, another big jump 52, jumped up to 52nd. That's a 77 spot jump with 11 forced fumbles this past year. Takeaways, that was the big thing. This defense really needed some takeaways. In 2017, only had 17. That was 81st in the nation. Big improvement for Todd Grantham here. Tied for 11th in takeaways with 26 takeaways. That was a 70 spot jump. Passing efficiency defense, we know Florida excelled there. Ranked 73rd in 2017. Ranked 17th in Todd Grantham's year at Florida. Scoring defense, of course, big as well. Was given up 27.3 in 2017. 27.3 points. That was good for 69th. Improvement of 49 spots under Todd Grantham. A touchdown improvement. Of giving up only 20 points per game this past year. So whopping a touchdown off the board from Randy Shannon to Todd Grantham. Yards per play, but big proponent of too. 5.73 yards given up in 2017, 5.12 in 2018. That was good for 33rd after being 73rd the year before there. So sacks as well, plays into this as well. Tied for 59th in 2017 with about 2 sacks per game or 2.09. Raised that up to 2.85 in 2018. That was good for 20th and a 39-spot jump. You know, with all that, you know, finished 28th in the nation total defense again there. Finished 7th in the nation in turnover margin, garnering 26 takeaways, as I said there. But 7th in turnover margin. So the offense didn't give it away a lot. And the defense was taken away a lot with 26 takeaways. And we go back and just look at what the defense was doing and some of the players, you know, that were there. We saw the emergence of Ja'Kai Polite, that edge rusher, where he led the nation in 6 forced fumbles, 8th nationally with 11 sacks, 17.5 tackles for loss, good for 3rd in the SEC. Ja'Kai Polite, Jabari Zuniga combined for 28.5 tackles for loss, 17.5 sacks. Defense had 5-plus sacks in 5 games last season. We saw the improvement in Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Fashawn Joseph from 2017, where they weren't getting it done much, out of position, couldn't make tackles. And those guys really, you know, with the help of Todd Grantham and themselves, really improved in 2018. So now we get to see Grantham work his magic again with him coming back. With him staying with the University of Florida, with him staying at the University of Florida, we get to see his magic again with Jabari Zuniga, Jeremiah Moon, Chatfield, and hopefully some of those incoming freshmen. Hopefully we get more than 1 year out of Todd Grantham here. I'm not saying for sure he leaves next year either. That's not what I'm trying to get at, but we are going to be dealing with the storyline every year. Where it could have been a bit better last year, it could have been rush defense, where the defense was ranked 65th nationally, allowed 163 yards a game on the ground. We know spring practice is about to roll around. Spring practice is to get the start. Those guys are in the weight room. Defensive tackle, strong side defensive end, got to get more out of that rotation. Got to get more out of Tadarius Slayton and Elijah Conliff, the guys that kind of started in those roles last season, but necessarily didn't finish it that way. We got Adam Shoulder back, who I think is a big time contributor there. Kyrie Campbell, look for those guys to probably start in that role there, but we got to get more out of Conliff and Slayton and let those guys also to tap in their potential there. So David Turner, with the new hire at a defensive line there, can, you know, hopefully Todd Grantham and him can get that worked out. And you know what? And one reason I think there was so much success under Todd Grantham, I mean, this is a fun attacking style defense that, you know, I was hoping we get to see more than a year of under Grantham, and we're going to get to. You know, I did not want to see him leave. I liked the hire more than I thought I would. Once I saw, as I just said, go back and look at the improvement under Mississippi State and then what he was able to do at Florida while facing some obstacles along the way. Like I said, you lost some cornerbacks in the preseason. You lost Marco Wilson, second game against Kentucky. In that same game, you didn't have Reese, you didn't have CC Jefferson. Of course, you know, end up losing that game, but and then the Georgia game as well. You know, Henderson goes down, so you're down your top two cornerbacks against, you know, playing the SEC East's best team there, and still was making it a game. Remember that goal line stand there. So, you know, there were some obstacles along the way, a big improvement in the defense, and I really wanted to see Todd Grantham stick around to see him with another year under this defense and another year of strength and conditioning under Savage, combined with what we're going to see under Todd Grantham, get some stability there. You know, not having a defense and defensive players that will be playing under their third different defensive coordinator in 3 years. So at least now this defense gets a coordinator that's not coming in and changing the message or changing the scheme or changing philosophy in what they were doing. So stability. Look, I mentioned it. We're going to be dealing with this every year, but this happens at big programs that have success. You know, what happens at Clemson doesn't happen everywhere. It's getting those assistants to stick around for a while. I don't think it sends a bad message when guys come and don't stay. You know, it's a selling point for Florida to come and get better coaches or get good coaches. And the message is, look, we can catapult your career there. So a lot of talk of what happens, you know, on the recruiting trail. Teams are going to use this against Florida on the trail. I mean, like I said, if you're recruiting well, it kind of everything just kind of works itself out in that regard. So, I'm happy. I'm definitely happy he's staying. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm glad it worked out the way it did. Most of you are as well, and I'll get to some of your thoughts here that you sent your way on Twitter, and we'll start with Jen at GatorBait 712. He goes, happy. I'm not a big fan of change, especially when things are going so well for the Gators. And that was another thing. You know, go back to the panel episode that I was talking about, and, you know, things Will and I have been discussing as well. You know, everything's been going so good for Florida. This would have been the first hit, kind of. You know, we go back to Charlton Warren and Sal Cenceri leaving, and, you know, I guess you consider those hits in a way. But with what Cenceri was probably not necessarily living up to the billing toward the end of his Florida tenure, and then upgrading Warren from Gray, that kind of worked itself out. And this one worked itself out as well with Tom Grantham staying at Florida. Top Fuel 125 says, happy he's staying for a few reasons, but mostly consistency. A couple of seasons with the staff mostly intact helps with the recruiting and brand. Yeah, like I said, we're going to be dealing with this again. We'll see what happens on the trail. Like I said, I do think it's going to benefit these players that are on the team currently to be able to have a second year under Todd Grantham, a second year under the same system, not having to learn so much newness there. Good friend Sean Hankins here. Love his play calling, and with the secondary loaded with top-end talent again, the defense will be more aggressive and dynamic when attacking an offense. I think we improve on our numbers from last year and have a real shot to take the East if France can take the next step. That's kind of how I see it, too. I do see this defense getting even better. And look, the new S&P rankings come out there, and they have Florida ranked overall sixth. And I go back and you look at the S&P rankings even closer. They have the Florida offense being better than the Florida defense when kind of grading them out and where they rank there. So if you expect that jump in the offense, and you expect – I expect an even bigger jump in the defense as well with kind of what Sean's talking about. You got a secondary loaded. You're going to take more chances. You're going to have them being able to match up one-on-one. We saw when Wilson went down and Kentucky was able to kind of take advantage as Florida was still trying to figure things out in that game along the way. We saw what Georgia was able to do and when the top two corners were down and take advantage. Well, as long as the secondary stays healthy again, and you know you can trust the back end and one-on-one coverage, that is going to allow Todd Grantham to bring more blitzes, get more creative in blitzes, and maybe bringing them even more, because that was a big difference in the LSU game, was you were able to pressure Joe Burrow by bringing some pressure, and also, you know, your rush-in guy getting back there. But it was Vashawn Joseph in that LSU game, you know, as, you know, the more traditional linebacker type, but we saw him being rushed a lot. So you get to the point where you can trust your back end, you're going to see some more blitzes and a more consistent basis of blitzes from Todd Grantham there. So another good friend here, David Soderquist, at Dave Meister, because I think it shows how great of a program it is to be a part of now, and also the relationship he has with Mullen and the staff, and also the relationship with the kids he has coached and recruited. That is another point there. I saw it floated around a lot that there is some kind of rift between Mullen and Grantham, and that's absolutely not true. Grantham and Mullen get along very well. I think you can kind of see it right here. Grantham, if he really wanted to go to the NFL that bad, or if he wanted to go to another job that bad, he wouldn't be here. He has his opportunities to go. He has plenty of chances to go. And he chose to come back, or he chose to stay. And with those opportunities there, if him and Mullen really didn't get along, he'd be out of here. I think it's as simple as that. So he's going to probably get a nice bump in pay here and help, you know, his guy who's been with him and who he's trying to groom in Christian Robinson, who, you know, was first year coaching last year. He really had to sell Mullen on being able to bring him along, maybe trying to groom him along the way of helping out here. So there's things that Dan Mullen is trusting Todd Grantham with, and I think it works the other way around. And there's kind of going to be some loyalty there from Mullen to Todd Grantham and the other way around. And let's see here. Tony Aguilini, good friend here as well. He says, good for continuity. We'll get to do it again next year. Yep. There we go. Funniest name I heard was Robinson at South Carolina as a possible replacement to Tavarius Robinson there, who coached a defense that could not stop anyone all year. And from the game that was the turning point of our season, and Tony goes on to say, if he left, I have full confidence in Mullen finding another effective 3-4 or hybrid guy. Tough to not have at least an average defense here, minus a total rebuilding year 2007. With a decent offense, the defense does not have to be elite every season. And that's a good point, too. It's more times than not, and Florida's going to have defense. You're going to get the athletes. You're going to be able to recruit the athletes that are able to keep up. So 2007, that was a rebuilding year after 2006 with so many young guys. You can go back to 2017 as well under Randy Shannon when kind of the whole season just fell apart there. So, you know, 2007, 2017 are kind of two different. The defenses weren't doing what they were supposed to do or what you expect at the University of Florida. But 2007, you know, it was more of just getting so many new faces in. 2017 was just an absolute failure in every facet of the word there. And, you know, part of the reason the change was made from Jim McElwain to Dan Mullen and Randy Shannon to Todd Grantham there. So, yeah, kind of replacement talk as well. A lot of replacements were out there. And, you know, maybe when we come around to this, we'll have some more names. But, a lot of thought of, do you keep somebody with the 3-4 with the players you've been recruiting, the rushed in, the outside linebacker types you've been recruiting that kind of fit what Todd Grantham wants to do and the speed on the field there. So I don't know if we get too much caught up in a 3-4-4-3 hybrid defense. I do think they probably would have tried to like to stay in that role, but I'm not sure if some big name 4-3 guy was to want to come to Florida and show an interest there that something doesn't get, you know, something gets figured out there. So Kermit the Toad at Anti-Silk. So bad news for Miami for sure. They were praying we'd be having to learn a new defensive system for our game against them. Not now. RD should be flying around that game now. That they will be in the same system for multiple years. Miami is officially getting smashed now. Yeah, I mean, good point there. If you're going to have to bring a new defensive coordinator in, as Florida would have had to do if Grantham left, then you would be learning a new defense going into that Miami game. While, you know, that offense is probably going to be trying to figure their way out with four new faces on the offensive line. So, you know, kind of a February look ahead to the Miami game. You know, the storyline on offense is how fast can the offensive line gel? And if Todd Grantham would have left, it would have been, hey, what differences on defense is Florida having to figure out as well. So that's wiped away now. You don't have to try and figure that out. So, you know, the biggest question mark going into the season, going into that Miami game, will be the fourth offensive lineman. And now with Todd Grantham staying, not the defense. A few more thoughts here, as a lot of you sent your thoughts in, so thank you very much here. Doug Bailey, he says, really fine either way. So what happens when the next NFL team gives a sweeter deal? Full confidence we would attract top candidates. He's not tied to Mullen or Flores, so will he leave? So he will leave soon enough, win something this year, and teams will fall over him this time next year. Yeah, I mean, we will be dealing with this next year again. Could it be squashed even quicker? We'll see. But you'll see his name. You'll see his name on Twitter. You'll see his name on ESPN. You'll see his name on NFL Network. You'll see his name in college football jobs, the NFL jobs. It's going to happen. There's no way to stop it, and that's part of what's going to happen when you bring in a big-name defensive coordinator. I think Todd Grantham's definitely in that top 10, top 5 range of defensive coordinators in college football. After this, will he get paid like one? We'll see. I don't think he's going to get $2 million Brent Venables treatment here that Clemson's paying there. But he's going to get a nice hefty raise, and you know, we'll see if it's enough to keep him around for years to come, a couple more years to come, or if it's just another one more year along the way. So we'll see how it all plays out. I'm not going to worry about it, of course. I'm going to sit here and wonder what he can do for 2019 and the 2019 season. But when the season ends, I think when you keep an eye out for it there. Ray Pope says, sends a great message to players, recruits, and the competition about the state and direction of the football program. I mean, yeah, like I said, the comment before that and comment now, both things can be true at the same time. You can still send a message to recruits there that you're gonna sell it that, hey, he didn't go to the NFL. He wants to be here at Florida, even though the other message is out there that he may look to eventually leave pretty soon. So I still think you'll get some recruits based off of it. One thing I think this definitely helps with, Dan Mullen won't be surprised when all the talk happens, you know. So I'm sure, and if he didn't already, which you know, a lot of guys aren't caught off guard by this. A lot of coaches aren't caught off guard by this. I'm sure Dan Mullen has a short list of guys. If he didn't already, I was going to have a short list of guys who can be replacements, or do you promote within? And you know, I know there's a lot of Christian Robinson talk out there of maybe promoting because you don't want to lose his recruiting prowess. I can't go that far. I can't give a guy who's only coached 1 year is no matter how big of a force he is on the recruiting trail. I can't give a guy who's only coached 1 year reins to the defensive coordinator position at Florida. I can't do it. Maybe you bring somebody else in who's willing to co-defensive coordinate if he wants that title, and then it's what keep him along. I think if Todd Grantham does leave, especially if Todd Grantham's a head coach in college football somewhere, it's going to be really hard to keep Christian Robinson at that point. So yeah, that's something to worry about later on down the road. But you know, Christian Robinson on the trail, Todd Grantham on the trail, still an added boost, still an added value for the Gators there. Let's see. I believe Orange and Blue says good for the program as far as continuity is concerned. I mean, we all know coordinators come and go, but we need some stability. Yep, one more year of stability here. Freedom Fries at Mr. Micah Smith, massive consistency. Is huge for recruiting and success. Funny to see rivals input, but I think Grantham has been at his best when he got paired with Mullen. The SEC East is on notice. Funny gif here of the whole Todd Grantham and Derek Mason brouhaha from the Vanderbilt game this past year. So yeah, maybe, do we get one more of those this coming up year? It would be kind of funny to see there. Logan W. Says, bigger recruiting win than scheme win. He did work down the stretch for 19 class and set groundwork for 20. I like his approach, but on field, he ain't Venables. Who is? Looking forward to see him unleash with better linebacker core. I mean, yeah, there we go. Like I said, there were parts where I said, you know, especially rush defense, where the defense could have gotten better. I think it will be a benefit that he gets to work with these guys again. You have some more pieces on defense that you were able to bring in the first class, the transition class, that I think Langham, Chatfield, those guys that you'll be able to, Mamari Burney, who played a lot his freshman year, you know, finding those pieces, fitting them in with the return of Marco Wilson, CJ Henderson. There and finding out kind of where you put Trey Dean, Amari Burney, and some of those safety guys as well. A couple more thoughts before I wrap up this episode. Jay Hester says, Florida hanging on to Grantham in this situation speaks volumes to the players and recruits about the talent on staff and commitment to excellence within the program. I mean, hopefully with the way this turns out is, you know, hopefully you keep him for at least two more years. I'm going to say there is something special happening at Florida. The tide is turning. Something, you know, definitely is happening at Florida. The team is on the rise. You know, do you get enough out of the offense? Do you get enough out of Grantham defense to go make a championship run this year? And if not, can you keep him around for 2020 to make your championship run then? Or, you know, how's it work out? The talent level's rising there. So, yeah, it's all about how what you get done in 2019 and if you're getting one more year, what can you get done in 2020? You know, does whatever happened in 2019 have any effect on if Todd Grantham comes back in 2020? That'd be something to look forward to once 2019 gets everywhere. Last thought here, Caleb Allen says, couldn't be happier. We know what we have with Grantham. Any other hire would have been an unknown. I think it's a positive moving forward on and off the field. Now, could have had a few in transfer portal if he left. I don't know how that worked out. You go back to the recruiting part of it, and Chris Bogle, who flipped from Alabama to Florida on National Signing Day, and look, Todd Grantham, he said it in a lot of the interviews that he did after he flipped from Alabama to Florida. He mentioned Todd Grantham by name. That was a lot of the reason he was coming to Florida. That Todd Grantham was a key cog in his recruitment and being able to flip from Alabama to Florida. So yeah, I mean, Grantham's getting kudos on the trail there. So I don't know, you know, yes, you could have had a few, I guess, want to put their name in the portal because of this. But you know, I don't think that's going to be just because we've seen it happen. I don't think we're going to necessarily see it a lot just because a coach leaves and I don't want to be there. First, you kind of have to see who they replace it with. You know, maybe they like the replacement just as much as they like Todd Grantham and that style of defense. So yeah, you could have had it, but I don't think that's still going to be some big gigantic phenomenon where a coaching change happens and everybody's just going to rush to the transfer portal. Sounds nice on the surface. Sounds like a good story. I just don't think we're going to see it as much as some think we do. So, all right, guys. Thanks for sending your thoughts here. Had to get the thoughts out there of Todd Grantham as well, staying at the University of Florida, shunning the Cincinnati Bengals. And, hey, we'll get at least another year out of him. And hopefully it's a big 2019 championship run type for the Gators. Go win the East. Go beat Georgia. And go find ourselves in the college football playoff with Todd Grantham leading the way on the defense. So, guys and girls, thanks for listening to this kind of surprise update episode, breaking news episode of Todd Grantham staying at Florida. Can't thank you enough for all the listens last week for National Signing Day. It was a big week for Gators Breakdown there. And also the panel earlier this week, as I mentioned earlier, go check it out if you hadn't checked out yet. Some really good stories from Tate Casey and Ahmad Black and some other media members out there that I mentioned earlier. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stories, a lot of fun, first and foremost. And hey, look, got our defensive coordinator for another year. So guys and girls out there, you can find me on Twitter @GatorDave_SEC. And thank you for listening to this episode of Gators Breakdown.